I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thank you for joining me for day four of Power in Weekday Meditation. Over the past few days, we've been talking about how God infused Saul and drew him away from a life of a terrorist into becoming the second greatest preacher of all time behind the Lord Jesus and the author of much of the New Testament. In Acts chapter 9, here's what we read in verse 26. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were all afraid of him. They did not believe he had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. And then it says something unique in verse 28. So Saul stayed with the apostles and they went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. He debated with some Greek-speaking Jews, it says, but they tried to murder him. And when the believers heard about this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus, his hometown. Friend, any time that you're attempting to do something that is worthwhile, any time you're trying to accomplish something that God has called you to do, there is going to be some type of pushback. There's going to be somebody that says, you can't do that or you're not worthy of that. And I want to encourage you in this time of meditation to trust the Lord to give you and infuse you with a Holy Spirit power, a resurrection power that allows you to see past the naysayers, allow you to see past those who are distractors in your life, and be able to trust the one true God who is the only one that can infuse you with heaven-sent Holy Spirit power. So let me just start this time of prayer by praying for you. God, today, for each listener and participant in this weekday meditation, Lord, would you infuse them with resurrection power today? Would you give them the ability to see past their detractors, see past the doubters, be past the folks who say they can't do it, and would you infuse them with enough power and with enough Holy Spirit presence that they might recognize and live not in their own strength but in yours? And my friend, I want you to claim that prayer with me today in Jesus' name. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a few deep breaths and separate our life from the busyness of the world and step into the quietude and presence of God. Pay close attention and draw deeply in. And let it go. Let's do that again. You ready? And let it go. I'll mind the time, but I want to give you a few moments for you to just listen to God. No noise, no outside bother. Just separate yourself from the anxiety and the pressure of life for a moment. Get off that hamster wheel and just listen to God. I'll mind the time and I'll be back in a few moments. I want to thank you again for joining me on today's weekday meditation. I'll be back for day five about power tomorrow. And in the meantime, please make sure that you pick up a copy of Power Routines, a new Resurrection Power journal that'll be available at Sugar Hill Church this Sunday. I am so excited about it because I know how it will impact your life spiritually, emotionally, physically, and in every possible way. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.